From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Monday, June 15th, 2026. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court denied the state of Alabama's request to overturn a lower court ruling, saying the state could not immediately execute a man using nitrogen gas. In 2025, Arkansas passed a law opening the door for similar executions via nitrogen gas to be carried out in the state. Central Arkansas Reverend Jeff Hood, founder of the Execution Intervention Project, is hopeful this ruling will further delay the state's plans.
We've got multiple courts declaring something to be unconstitutional that the Arkansas Department of Corrections has been preparing for months now. We have got multiple courts declaring that something is cruel and unconstitutional and intolerable that Governor Sanders signed a bill into law to allow for.
Hood witnessed the first nitrogen gas execution in Alabama in 2024 and has since become an advocate against its use. He says Arkansas's Attorney General's office has been in talks with Alabama's AG office to move forward with this type of execution.
We have heard assistant attorney generals here in Arkansas describe their interactions with Alabama officials, including the legislative hearing for nitrogen executions. So I have no doubt that whether or not they're building the chamber, whether or not they're acquiring the mask, whether or not they've got the nitrogen canisters, I can tell you without a doubt that they have been in touch with Alabama and they are preparing to make this happen.
Arkansas has not completed an execution in the state since 2017, when its supply of one of the drugs used in lethal injections expired. Arkansas Democrats held their state convention on Saturday. Keynote Speaker Malcolm Kenyatta, vice chair of the Democratic National Convention, spoke about division and struggle, saying internal disputes are normal for any large coalition. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports that the party officially nominated its candidates for November and adopted its platform. Arkansas Democrats also conducted a straw poll of the 300-plus attendees to ask who should be the 2028 Democratic presidential nominee. Former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was the group's top pick with more than 20% of the vote. U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York came in second with just over 15%, while former Vice President Kamala Harris took around 13.4%. The Lehman Library in North Little Rock is diverting foot traffic following an act of vandalism that damaged its front entrance. The North Little Rock Public Library System shared on social media Saturday morning that its front door was completely shattered and the entrance will be temporarily closed for repairs. The library says no one was injured and the space remains open. Simply enter through the Lehman Children's entrance as repairs are ongoing. The third annual SOMA Pride was held in Little Rock Saturday. The event is organized by a local nonprofit organization, SOMA 501. SOMA Pride spanned South Main Street from 12th to 22nd and featured more than 100 local vendors, a parade, and more than 20 drag performers. Performer Aphrodite Sinclair says community engagement at SOMA Pride has increased since its first year.
Definitely a lot more booths, a lot more involvement from the community. I think year by year we try to, you know, expand the horizons of the Pride event, and I think like we have been, you know, achieving that. Like it's been a success. A lot of, you know, health awareness, a lot of booths, a lot of food, a lot of, you know, people coming in from even from, you know, out of town to see like SOMA Pride. So I think that we are slowly growing, and I think it's going to keep going like that.
Lindsay Berner is a planning coordinator and South Main neighborhood resident. She says events like this give residents and businesses a chance to create space for anyone visiting the neighborhood.
I chose to live in SOMA, and I consider myself very lucky because there's a lot of incredible business owners here. There's a lot of incredible people that want to see it succeed and really create a unique, comfortable, fun, safe space for a lot of people, no matter their walk of life.
More information about SOMA 501 and South Main Street is at somalittlerock.com. And a new Miss Arkansas was crowned over the weekend. Ava Weeks of Conway took up the tiara on Saturday night, accepting the role from outgoing Miss Arkansas, Kennedy Holland. Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Weeks was one of 15 semifinalists and champions seatbelt safety as her community service initiative. She will promote the Every Seat, Every Ride, Buckle Up cause throughout her tenure. Weeks will travel to Florida in September to compete in the 99th Miss America pageant. And we can expect some clouds with a high of 82 degrees today. For the weekend ahead, expect a mix of clouds and sun with rain chances returning near the end of the work week. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.